الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Respected viewers of Madanation, we once again welcome you in our program Background of Quranic Revelations. In this program, we select one ayah from the Holy Quran and we talk about its historical background, sabab of nuzul, the reason of its revelation, why and when was this ayah revealed, and what is historical background, any account related to that very verse. Inshallah, today we'll be talking about one beautiful verse of the Holy Quran, but before we proceed towards our topic of the day, let's make few good intentions. My Shaykh Tariqat, Amir of Ahl Sunnah, Hazrat Allama Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliya has given us a beautiful mindset that we should make good intentions before we perform any permissible task or any good deed. As I am presenting this program, I make this intention, I will present this for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you're watching, you can make this intention, you will watch from start to end, you'll remember what you learn, act upon and pass this knowledge onto others too. And remember, as many good intentions as you can make, higher the reward you can attain. And you can multiply reward of one particular task or good deed by adding as many good intentions as possible, easily. Let's come towards our topic of the day. Today we have selected Surah Ali Imran in verse 169. This beautiful verse of the Holy Quran. Let's listen its recitation.
وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ قُتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتًا بَلْ أَحْيَاءٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ يُرْزَقُونَ
Translation. And you must never consider those who are killed in the way of Allah as dead. Rather, they are alive with their Lord. They are given sustenance. Respected viewers of Malaysia, the reason of this revelation, this very verse of the Holy Quran is mentioned in Tafsir Siratul Jinan. It is mentioned that most of the Mufassirin have got this call, the saying that this ayah was revealed for Shuhada'i Uhud, those martyrs who got martyred in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the battle of Uhud. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, when your brothers got martyred in the battle of Uhud, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave their souls bodies of green birds. They walk around canals of Jannah. They eat nuts from Jannah. They reside in those chandeliers made of gold which are hanging underneath divine arsh. And these martyrs enjoyed such lavish lifestyle in Jannah while eating, drinking and residing, then they said, is there anyone who can give our good news to those they are left behind in dunya, in the world, so that they don't get demotivated to strive in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they don't stop fighting for the cause. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I will give them your news. Then this ayah was revealed. And what is the ayah? I repeat translation. You must never consider those who are killed in the way of Allah as dead. Rather, they are alive with their Lord. They are given sustenance. It is further mentioned in Tafsir Siratul Jinan that arwah, souls they do not perish with the body. In this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned great status of those they got martyred in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned them alive, and they are with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they get rizq, sustenance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These shuhada'i kiram, these martyrs, they eat, they drink, and they enjoy such a great lifestyle in Jannah, what we cannot even imagine. And this verse also proves that bodies as well as the souls both are alive of the martyrs. Ulama, they've mentioned the bodies of shuhada remain protected in their graves. This was experienced in the time of Sahaba Kiram, and even after that, when the graves of shuhada martyrs were opened for some reason, then their bodies were found fresh. Subhanallah. Respected viewers of Padani Channel, we heard today the status of those that got martyred in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What a great abode they have. And subhanallah, what a great life they've got. They are alive and we cannot pronounce them dead. And this is the ruling of the Holy Quran. And they get a rizq from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, if this is the status of a ummati who recited the kalima of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. After reciting the kalima of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he accepted Islam and then he got martyred in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His status is that he is alive in his grave. Allahu Akbar. He is alive and he is given rizq. Now, what can you say about the life of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam? Allahu Akbar himself. Now, can you imagine that in ummati who recited the kalima and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him such status that he is alive. So definitely anbiya are also alive in their graves. And there is another hadith which also proves that anbiya are alive in their graves. From this ayah we can also deduce this fact that tu zinda hai wallah, tu zinda hai wallah, meri chashme alam se chup jaane wale. That's all for today. We'll be back with another beautiful episode, with another beautiful ayah of the Quran. We'll find out historical background, sabab of nuzul of that very verse. Until next time, keep watching Madani channel. Keep reciting Salat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.